My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This is for patient Angel Ferregrino Hernandez. That's A-N-G-E-L F-E-R-E-G-R-I-N-I-O H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This chronic kidney disease is related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and type 2 diabetes. Period. His kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 30 from 33, comma, creatinine of 1.39 from 1.51, comma, and GFR of 59 from 54. Period. There is insignificant activity in the urinary sediment. However, he does have a history of proteinuria with microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 566 milligrams and protein to creatinine ratio of 1,094 milligrams on prior labs. There is no recent calculation of his proteinuria. As a result, we ordered urine spot protein and urine spot albumin as well as urine spot creatinine for calculation of the most recent proteinuria. We started him on Farxiga, 10 milligrams on tablet daily. We gave him samples of Jardiance, 10 milligrams, since we do not have any more samples of Farxiga available, period. He is euvolemic, and we encourage him to continue a plant-based diet with restricted sodium and fluid intake, period. Number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Well controlled with A1C of 6.5%, period. He reports feeling dizzy at times, as well as weakness, period. He says he does not usually check his blood pressure or blood sugar levels when this happens, period. We advise him to monitor his blood sugar as well as blood pressures at home, especially when this happens, to determine whether it is related to one or the other, period. We will discuss with Hannah Campbell, APR and endocrinologist, regarding prescription for a continuous glucose monitor so that he will be able to closely monitor his blood sugar levels, period. We sent a prescription for an automatic blood pressure reading device so he may be able to monitor his blood pressures at home since he does not have a blood pressure machine at home currently. Period. Leg cramps. The patient reports leg cramps that usually occurs at night when he lays down. It improves when he's up and about and ambulating, period. We suspect this could be related to restless leg syndrome. He states it is not relieved by his gabapentin, which he currently takes for his neuropathy, period. We started him on ropinirole, 0.5 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets at night, and advised him to follow up with his primary care provider for further evaluation, period. Hyperlipidemia, his total cholesterol is 189 from 194, comma, HDL 43 from 40, triglycerides 257 from 366, comma, and LDL 109 from 105, period. He is currently taking, he is not currently taking any statins. We advised him to reduce his intake of simple carbohydrates, as well as his fatty foods high in cholesterol. Period. We will continue to monitor if his blood pressure, if his cholesterol levels remain elevated, we will consider adding a statin at the next visit. Period. Hypertension, well controlled. His blood pressure is 127 over 83 on current regimen. Period. Hyperuricemia. He is taking allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. We will repeat the uric acid level at the next visit. Period. Next line. Proteinuria. As per number one. Period. We will send a copy of this note to his PCP, David Glalock. That's D-A-V-I-D. D-L-A-L-O-C-K, comma, A-P-R-N, period, end.